because the other cemeteries do not have that assistance.
Wow. So, can I try for that?
Sure.
I talked to Janice on, and she never said it one time.
Well, I was going to ask.
So that's the first one. That's the first time I heard that. Because I was wondering if it was. I thought at that time, then I'm probably going to get the boot too, because the funding's gone or something, but it's not that.
Well, let me pose this question.
Yeah.
Typically, when monies are allocated, whether it's a grant, a budget, whatever, it's for the fiscal year. So, was this money that was granted for this position only supposed, it does not appear, since the original budget was $16,000, it does not appear that it was intended for this funding to terminate in March. So have we received some sort of notice that whatever allocation the supervisor's office gave us is ending sooner than later? Because that doesn't make any sense to me, that if you allocate on a fiscal year basis, the sum dries up. So perhaps
It was allocated because I think when the position was open and the crisis was on, they wanted someone that could come in and fix it right away and qualify. So they wanted us, and they wanted the extra support as well. And that money was there because the money was so low at that time, right? So they're like, boom, right? We're gonna supplement to pay you the right amount and have you the support that you need. You know, just get there. We're going forward. It was never like a one-time deal. And subsequent to that meeting, I mean, I'm talking to Janice Hahn even recently, it was never intended to be a one-time deal. It was, it's
regardless of whether it's a one-time deal for just fiscal year 19-20, all right?
Yeah.
Was this money intended to run out in the spring?
Not that I know.
I mean, I'm having trouble understanding how allocations that are typically given for a fiscal year suddenly runs out in the spring.
Well, this money is discretionary funding.
Okay.
First and foremost.
Okay.
So the information that was presented to the trustee board was that this was funding for 1 year.
Okay.
When we had the private closed session, it was discussed at that particular time that the funding was going to end in February. That was given to us by the previous chair.
Is there documentation for this? Is there a letter from the supervisor's office that says our original allocation has been reduced?
There's no letter that says we have $30,000 of extra funding for staff.
Okay.
So it goes both ways. Sure. Now, if the district manager goes back and says, hey, I need X amount of dollars due for this and that, and if he gets it, then there's nothing that we can move forward.
I think at this point, my understanding is that the money is ongoing.
Okay.
It's not intended to finish at February.
Okay.
That's.
And I'm not here to throw the previous chair under the bus, but that was because when we had the private call session meeting, that's how the February date was determined.
Because we went one.
Right. Well, okay.
Whatever happened in the past, and next month, this is the past. My concern is, in my limited experience here, I recognize a dedicated employee who works very hard with a funding situation that I don't really understand. So, I would like to make this motion. I would like for the board to direct the district manager to receive official confirmation from the supervisor's office that these monies are intact for the entire fiscal year. And if so, I would like to see the money restored to her position so that she at least understands, hey, I got a job. I don't think we should just leave her hanging. Now, the flip side of this, of course, is she's going to have to look for employment, and then we're left on the hook, right? And we're left on the hook, and there's money available, and that's unwise. So that's my motion, that we direct our district manager to do what I mentioned.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
I'm so confused.
Well, we seem to have conflicting information. A, the money is going to be there the whole fiscal year, and B, it terminates in February. So we need clarification on that because we're making a personnel decision based on the information that is available to us. So we need confirmation. So my motion is to direct the district manager to go to the supervisor's office and receive confirmation one way or the other.
I didn't know this before either. I didn't know that there was a financial reason why they cut the position. I thought it was another reason. See, that's why. Well, because when their chair came to talk to me, it was the other reason, not financial.
Well, sorry.
It would.
This, what we need to do, I think, is we need to move this to the next meeting in closed session. I think that's what we're going to
do.
You'd have to do it as an employee evaluation.
Yeah, it would only be for like me. Because anybody under me is my position. Yeah, I'm in charge of that person.
You are correct. It is a personnel issue. After we finish the agenda, you could adjourn. Well, no, you can't adjourn again in closed session because we haven't notified the public. However, the two of you want to proceed, but I would like, in one way, shape, or another, receive clarification on this, ASAP. So if that is the best procedure way to do it, then I'm good with that, and I withdraw the motion.
Well, if the motion is withdrawn, I think the I think the discussion Mr. Mendoza and I had a discussion several months back that we need to find a way to keep the funds going. I think you remember that conversation.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
So knowing that, and I did allude to sales, I said we can pay for this however we can pay for it, we got to come up with a solution. And if the funding continues, that's even better. We got as a board, we value Anna, does a great job here, so we have to find that funding. And that was a discussion that Mr. Mendoza and I had 4 or 5 months ago, four months ago.
Is that funding available at this point in time? Should this money from the supervisor dry up in February?
We'd have to make it a priority. We'd have to rebudget and cut here and cut there.
February is 4 months out, maybe 5 months out. So it wouldn't, if I was to ask Nick or the supervisor staff, say, hey, Nick, is funding going to go dry on February? He'll tell me yes or no. I've been told no. But if you wanted to verify, but I've been told no. Because my first inclination was like, I wonder if it was because of money. Because if it's money, then, I'm gone. Because I thought it was, I'm going to be. My money's going to dry up and they're going to keep me out together, all of us, that's going to be February then. So I was just verifying. I was like, I guess we're out.
Well, but I don't want to get off subject. You have a contract.
Month to month.
Right. But so I could say the compensation changes in 1 year.
Oh, it will. In March, when my one year is up, then I guess they could have to redo it or. We could reopen it or whatever, but yeah.
But that could change.
I don't think it does, Tony. I think it's month to month, but it's your fixed number, and it just goes on and on. It can just be ended at any time, but that doesn't mean we're going to end it in February.
Yeah, but I think, that's true. The contract's not that thin, so it would change any time. It's a month to month. You can change it any month. It's not that thin. But income as well.
Right.
When you're month to month, anything, you can take away your benefits, it doesn't matter, you're month to month.
I don't want to get a long quote here. That's never crossed my mind.
Yeah, no, it's well, it's
because I always felt that was locked in.
No, yeah, but remember when we first started on March 1st, when I got hired, it was a 3-year contract, we talked about that, right, remember? And then it changed.
Right.
And I'm like, why did it go month to month? And then why did that change in February? I'm thinking, okay, well, there's something going on that I don't know. And then I did talk to the supervisor and say, hey, if I see something that's, I'm looking at something that I'm perceiving as this, or if it's, and she's like, as far as I know, nothing changing. I'm like, oh, okay, then why are we over here?
Right.
So I don't, something's happening over here that they don't know over there. So something's up. And that's one. Now you're talking about the money. I'm like, oh, no, it's not a money thing. I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. So I think a lot of misinformation.
Yeah.
And it's good to kind of flesh it out, because it's like you read in the blind. One person's here, same person, same day, same things, and we're all thinking of something else because we've been told something. And when we come together, you're like, oh, damn, yeah, I've been told something different.
Yeah.
So I think we're all caught into something that we didn't know.
Maybe we don't need a forward motion. Can we just ask him to go look into this a little bit?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Now, another side comment. When I was working, I had different assignments in LA Unified. I've been a lot of different things. One of my assignments was as staff relations director for the adult division. I handled grievances, contract negotiations, personnel issues, discipline. I've even gone before the Public Employment Relations Board. I can tell you that from where I sit, my sense is, even though I was not in this discussion that took place, if her position is in jeopardy because of cause, she wouldn't be sitting here today. She'd be gone. So that only leaves the fiscal issue. And the question is this money drying up in February or not? I also sit here looking at a budget where it appears we have a reserve, albeit thin, that could absorb the $4,000 that would give her some comfort and some stability. It is just my, and I'm not saying you guys are not sensitive to her. I'm just saying I'm very sensitive to the people that help us be successful, and that she deserves our support, and she shouldn't be left in limbo. So if we can do this with Tony investigating and letting us know, that maybe at the next meeting we can restore this line item.
I have no problem with that.
I don't have a problem.
Okay. Now, the other issue that I have a problem with is $4,900. I don't think we should be giving anything away. I think we should be getting at least something, even if it's a token. Because every little bit helps.
There was a window, right? I think we had to do it before. It's a 1-year contract, sort of. And if you don't trigger it, it lapses for another year. I don't know if it was September or do you remember it was September?
I think it was October.
October?
Yeah,
I'll double check with the attorney. But I don't know. I'll double check with the attorney. As far as if you guys want to pursue it, I don't know. It's up to you.
I'll make a motion to that in a little bit, but. We have to decide because we just have a couple of weeks left. You sure it's October?
It was one of these months. I know that.
You're sure it's October.
That's what I remember. I keep thinking. I could be wrong.
It could be wrong. It could be October.
Well, we certainly have a couple of weeks. So what would we want from the city of Cerritos? Even if it's just a token.
Well, it is not on the agenda. I would suggest that maybe if we do have that special meeting, we could include it there. And the attorney hopefully will have a report by that. Or the same report, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
That'll be hopefully in a week or two, still before the October deadline, I hope.
Well, that's a window that definitely closes, so we would have to have something that we can direct you towards so that you can negotiate with the city. Something that would be acceptable.
Was it that we need to send them a letter to trigger the negotiations? So once we trigger the negotiations, we could. I was talking about that. Something we all we need to do is notice that we want to negotiate, and once we get the notice, we got the rest of the year to negotiate with them. We just have to give them notice before. I want to say before October, we have to give them notice. So we're still in the noticing section part of it, but I know it's not. Well, it's kind of budget, but it's not.
Well, we could send them the notice now. Does this require a probably a board motion?
It would be. More apropos if it was a board motion, that would be, unless we can just direct the district manager and he knows the direction.
Maybe what we can do is we can make a motion that we direct me to speak to the attorney on how we could go ahead and send in motion contract negotiations with Cerritos.
Sure.
Okay.
I think that would be a wise move.
I will make that motion. I can't repeat it, but hopefully you can figure it out. Okay.
DM to ask attorney to set in motion negotiations with City of Cerritos related to park fees.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carried unanimously.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, the item 810, I think it's somewhat discussed already.
Yes.
I think we might be already done with this part. Oh, that's just some of the marketing that I'm already doing. And I have a few more things that I'm working on still, but that's some of the marketing that I've been doing for the center.
Thank you for that information. The only thing I would ask, just for tracking purposes, whenever there's a sale generated, how did you hear about us?
Okay.
Was it
I like that.
Social media? Was it newspaper? That's all. So you can see what works and what doesn't. If it's word of mouth, it's word of mouth. You know, because that's a big referral.
Yeah.
But that's good that you've got that going.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions on that one?
Can we do a commercial on RTA?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I want to do something like that. RTA maybe. Working on a few other things.
She ever seen Melissa's commercial?
No. I don't get RTA.
No, it's not RTA, it's regular TV.
Yeah, regular TV for
all the time.
Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, yes, I saw that. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's
okay. We need a motion on A10.
Yes. Just to receive and file.
Receive and file.
Okay.
But, yeah, right. I got some notes.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to board comments. We'll start out with Trustee Wallet.
My comment is, again, to go back to the beginning, and the middle, and several times in this meeting, I feel it's very important that we have board policies and procedures. It is the foundation of how we operate. In some of the documents that I have examined, including the district manager's contract, there is a reference to board policies and procedures. Without board policies and procedures, again, we don't have the foundation to be able to proceed. Now, many of the things that we discussed this evening should be in that policy manual. Now, my understanding is that so it's my understanding that the lawyer has boilerplate policies and procedures that he would make available to us. I would certainly recommend when he returns that he acquire them and then we customize them. It may require a special session on our part to go through this, but I really believe that it is of the utmost importance. The contractor thing,
sure,
but
sure.
This is that will be resolved. This is an ongoing problem. I mean, it appears to have been ongoing for decades. So those are my comments.
Trustee Gonzalez, closing comments.
I have to, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And second of all, Adam, we don't want to hurt your feelings at all.
Oh, no, not good, I'm good.
I apologize to you. It's just that there's things that are hard for me to say, and I know that you're new, mm-hmm. So it's just a hard situation.
Any other comments, or is that it?
That's it.
Well, we will wrap up. My closing comments is I'm welcome.
Thank you.
Trustee Wada, I look forward to working with you. You definitely bring some structure to the table, your fresh set of eyes. So that is something that we are looking forward to. This is a work in progress. It was left in shambles by the previous team. And I'll leave that at that, because I know the pending litigation and all that fun stuff with the previous management team. But we're in a good spot. We've got a lot of the policies, as the district manager writes them and designs them one by one by one. You know, that is the foundation little by little, but you're absolutely right. Have a special study session, go through them, and really direct what needs to be done there. But that's it.
Maybe you want to reiterate for him what basically my comments were, that since the lawyer said he has boilerplate policies and procedures to require them, and then we may need a special session for us to sit down and hone it to our own particular situation.
I agree. And we have that available, so he said we're going to. Okay. I don't know that.
With all that being said, I'm going to adjourn the meeting to our next regular scheduled meeting, which is the Board of Trustees meeting on October the 10th.
Yes, and
we'll see you before then.
Probably, of course.
Let's hope so.
Okay, we're adjourned.
7:31.
7:31.